You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. Buckle my 3, 4. Shut the 4, 5. No, 5, 6. Pick up. Go ahead, test yours.
Test.
Everything sounds fine. It all sounds fine. Well, welcome, folks, to another My Wife Hates Me podcast from our house in Hillsboro. Our Christmas podcast. 2 days before Christmas, not doing any radio for the next 2 weeks over at Sirius. So you're lucky you still get to hear us over here, and you get to hear our daughter eating in the background. You get a lot on the Christmas special. On the Christmas special. Nope, still a little saliva. On the Christmas special. Sure. Oh, that was good.
It's ironic.
What?
You can't say special.
Special. There you go. All you got to do is special.
Raina.
Special.
Raina. He's up on the
fork. Special. Oh, that one was perfect. Ready? Special.
This is why people tune in so they can
hear
me yell at my daughter and you try to say the word special.
Special.
Well, that's it for today, folks. So thanks for joining us.
Special. Oh, I got it down. Special. If I could do that every time in life, I wouldn't have any problem. I have to slow down when I talk. That's probably it. All right, here's the deal, folks. Real quick, if you're going to buy something online, and you go, if you're going to Amazon, go to riotcast.com/... My Wife Hates Me, and then click the Amazon button and get your stuff. Okay, so if you can go to Amazon, which a lot of you are this time of the year, go to riotcast.com/ My Wife Hates Me. All right, let's get a little bit of money out of this. It's costing us. We're going broke. Bonnie got a new car. How do you like your new car? Let's talk about your new car. Then we'll talk about your UPS experience. You got a lot going on this week.
I got a nice new car. The guy at Kia.
For Christmas.
Thank you, Rich.
What happened to the guy at Kia?
Kia was more pleasant and happy than anyone should be.
Selling a car?
I mean,
he's brainwashed.
I've never seen anyone talk about a warranty with that kind of enthusiasm. I mean, I enjoyed it. You liked it less than I did.
I said to the guy, what about maintenance? Oh, you don't need maintenance?
He kept doing this with his hands, like holding his hands up, like, you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. He said he'd been working there. So he's a middle-aged man. I don't know how old he is, but he said he's been working there since he was, what, 13?
14,
14,
yeah.
He said.
When it was another,
dealership, but he's been working at that same location. Oh, when they started selling Kias, his life changed, opened up. Just what a great experience.
I've never seen, he was like, I don't do all the salesman talk. I told him we were the easiest buying couple on the planet. We said, this is what we want for our car. What can you do with your car? Let's do this. We went in on a.
If you have a problem with saliva in your mouth, why would you just put in a huge thing of gum and then start talking? Like, do you see that it's, like, difficult?
Yeah, I swallowed. We went in on, what day do we go in?
I don't.
Friday afternoon.
Anymore.
We went Friday afternoon. Then I said,
Once you get the ring, you stop swallowing.
What's that?
Nothing, what?
We went Saturday afternoon. And, right, Saturday, we said, we'll come in Monday with all... we'll come in Monday and buy it. And we did. Had the car ready. Bonnie got a nice SUV, 2016.
Kia Sportage.
2016. It has Bluetooth. You like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, what? You don't have to go through it. You don't have to list all the things. People can look up if they're really interested in the Kia Sportage.
3 months of free Sirius.
They don't have, you know, it's like, if I don't know. What? I wouldn't listen to this. I wouldn't. I'd be like, what the fuck? I'd be upset. I'd be like, do they really think people give a shit that they bought a new fucking car? Do they really, like...
Well, we're just saying...
It's not like we're on some car channel. Well, we've test driven a new car, the Kia Sportage, and it's working out. It's pretty nice. It's, we test drove another Kia. We didn't like it as much. Didn't have as much pickup. Well, this one seems to do pretty well, on the long stretch. Like, nobody gives a fuck.
Yes, we'll tell them how we test drove it. How we test drive it. They just said, go take the car.
Shut up.
Right?
Yeah, well, that was weird. They let us take the car without... They didn't ask us for any ID. They didn't even say, do you have a driver's license?
You're right, and we just test drove it.
They just were like, here, they gave us the keys. We
could have stole it, right?
I mean, I guess they have us on video or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but we could have had those masks that they make on, like, Mission Impossible and stuff. You know how they make masks so they look exactly
they
like...
They are so confident that you're going to love a Kia. You're going to be so enthralled with the Kia
that
you're going to want to pay for it.
And we didn't, like, you know, like when people buy cars, I think they, like some people do a whole week or month, they compare, they'll go test drive five different, compare the mileage, you know, a Kia to a Honda to a Subaru to whatever. Like, who has that kind of fucking time? This is the car. We walk in and go, yeah, that one. Take it for a trip.
I don't know. I don't know what went on before I got involved. But when I got involved, you said, we're going to go to the Kia dealership today. I said, okay.
Nothing.
That's really where I got involved. And then you were like, what color do you like? And I was like, oh, I like the dark blue.
Yeah, because that's what you do. When we buy BMWs or Mercedes, I don't even test drive
them. And then I went back the next day and got the car.
Yeah, I don't even test drive.
So I wasn't like given all that much, you know, there was not a lot of area for input on
my
part.
And it wasn't any input. There wasn't any area on my part because we weren't going to go compare to other cars.
Well, you just decided one day on a Kia, I guess.
Well, because I rented one on the road. They're nice. Everybody says they're nice. I go, so what are you going to do? They're all the same either. You know, $22,000 cars are the same. $40,000 cars are the same. $60,000, $80,000, they're all basically the same. You're getting a $23,000 car, $22,000 car. That's what you're getting for $22,000. What's, you know?
I've never had a new car before.
That's your first new car?
Mm-hmm.
It was an early Christmas present I got, Bonnie.
Thank you. Did you give me a Christmas present also?
I got you two other ones.
Wow.
I hook you up on Christmas.
We said we weren't going to do, like, we were going to really scale back this year.
That's what you said. I don't do that. That's what families, every family, I don't like families that say we're scaling back and then.
Why?
Because you don't scale back throughout the year.
I just, Christmas grosses me out sometimes how much junk everybody gets.
I know. I don't like it. I just got my daughters, you got them one thing, I got them one thing. I still owe you money for all the presents you bought. So tell us in your own words.
In my own words?
What happened with UPS?
I'd like to use someone else's words. Reyna. That happened throughout the show. That's going to happen throughout the show? You just singing random bits of Christmas songs in the background?
Yep.
She went to school in her...
pajamas. It's pajama day.
Like, who comes up with these days?
I don't know.
What creep came up with that one?
I know.
Night... It did.
Next year, it's a lingerie day.
Yeah, negligee day.
Negligee. I haven't heard that word in so long.
Negligee day here at Hillsboro Elementary. So tell us what happened with your UPS so I could take a few minute break here.
Okay, so I sent some packages UPS, and then one of the packages, my sister...
Well, where'd you send them from?
Sent them from here in the United States of America, New Jersey. To Canada?
No, what place?
Oh, like, Staples, but really that doesn't have a lot to do with the story.
Oh, yes.
No, it doesn't. It's because it's UPS.
Yeah, but it's Staples employees. They're not UPS employees. That's what you're dealing with on the phone. You know, you're going to get to that. So it is a
okay, problem. So anyway, on this, you know, $50, 5-pound package, they said that my sister had to pay $72 in order to get the package.
How much did you pay him in the beginning? How much did you pay him in the beginning to send it?
$30 and change.
$30. And what was the gift worth?
Standard UPS shipping. About 50. 50 to, I don't remember exactly. 50
so like
to $60.
Okay. And it cost you $30. So your sister got the package. What happened? Or what
she
happened?
She didn't. She got one of the packages that I sent to her. Excuse me. They just left it on the doorstep. She got it. Whatever. And then the second package, when they went to the door, they said, we can't leave it unless you pay us $72. So my sister's son was the only one home, and he was like, I don't have $72. So then they took it back to the warehouse. My sister called. They wouldn't tell her anything about the package because she didn't have the tracking number, so she called me. Then I looked into it, and I had to go back to Staples because I didn't keep my receipts. And the tracking number, this is the most amazing part of the story. They were not able to just put my name into the computer and pull up my tracking number. They had to physically go through pieces of paper to find the paper that had my tracking number on it. Is like, what year is this? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I
what
think
are you doing?
Is.
You're Staples.
That's what I would think. And their Staples are close enough to a technology store.
That was easy. Was it, Staples? Was it? That's their motto. That's their tagline.
No.
That was easy. Yes, it is.
Well, it wasn't easy.
Well, it wasn't easy. So after, you know, a half hour of them looking through the thing, they found whatever.
It wasn't a half an hour.
Then they said, we can't do anything for you here. You have to call this number. They gave me a number. I came home. I checked the tracking. Raina. And then it's sitting in a warehouse waiting for pickup. I call the number. They say, oh, yeah, there's a whatever. There's a brokerage fee of $72 on it. I was, like, so mad. I started tweeting. Then they contacted me through the tweets. They said, we're going to fix this for you. They didn't fix it for me. I emailed back and forth with them a bunch of times. Then, finally, the Edmonton warehouse called me thinking I was Andrea. They called the wrong number or whatever. And so then I was like, you know, why do I have to pay this money? Blah, blah, blah. Then she gave me a number to call. It was for the brokerage number, which is also UPS. I thought the brokerage was like a third party. No, it's UPS. Just Canada UPS, whatever. So I get this woman on the phone. She figures it out for me, finally, after all this, that at Staples, when they put it into the UPS, they put the package as, by the way, as I'm telling the story, I realize this is not any more interesting than Rich listing the things that were in the car, but I don't know what, like.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. A lot of people go have UPS stores.
No, they don't.
Yes, and they don't have
it's
any,
boring.
They don't have a platform to let out their frustrations. And we do. You're talking to the people.
So I'm talking to the person. So she says, oh, what
talking
happened was is that at Staples, when you sent it through the UPS, they accidentally put on it that the package was worth over $400, which is why that you know, over a certain amount, they charge you a brokerage fee. So that's to stop, like, just commercial goods coming in and out of the country.
So
I said, can you fix it? It's not worth that. It's only worth like $50 or $60. So she said, no, you have to go back to Staples and you have to get them to give a new file and fax it to them. So I go to Staples. They say they're going to
do it. You went there again?
No, I mean, I called them. And
I'm just asking if you went there again on your way to, why would you get mad at me?
I'm not mad at you.
What are you doing? Ask. Don't just go and take cookies.
I wish though that I could pause this podcast just to explain things to you.
Pause.
Personally, like not about this story, but just about like who you are as a person as we go.
Okay. I'm listening to your story. Do you want me to cut you off and ask questions? Do you want me to?
No.
That's why I'm trying. I'm listening. I don't want to cut you off. This is.
It's just like any time I do anything,
story.
You're like.
What? No, I'm trying to.
I'm like
trying,
they don't understand what I'm talking about, but I know it.
Well, you're not giving the details that I give. That's
no, no. That's why I wish you would pause it so I could explain something to you.
No, because I don't want to get in an argument. Go ahead.
So then they call me back and say they, you know, this is hours later. So I've then call the Edmonton place to find out if it's happened and whatever. They can't tell me. Then like I've already made, now I've made like four calls in between this thing. So then I call, Staples calls me back and says, we can't do it. So they're going to like refund me $80.
They can't fucking fax over.
They can't do a new one.
All they got to do is fax something.
So then I was like, well, I'm pretty sure you can, because this woman at the top of UPS, yeah, who I kept asking for the bosses, the one I finally got, she says you can. So I gave her number. I said, you call her. So that's where it is at. So I don't know.
Why don't you do a three-way call tomorrow from Staples with the manager?
I'm going to go there
and do a three-way
call.
Well,
this is the other thing, is that I called where the package is to find out what their holiday hours are so that Andrea can go pick it up. Tomorrow at 5 is the latest you can pick up. Then they're not open again until the 29th. My sister leaves for vacation on the 27th.
Where to?
Florida.
What part? Disney World?
No. I can't remember.
Get down, Raina.
Remember I told you she's staying with her friend?
Oh, yeah. Who does that?
I know. It's so awful.
Why? Raina, please do not hang from there. What is wrong with that kid? Yeah, let's... Hold on. I'm going to pause. I don't know how... Wait, hold on.
Sorry,
we're back. We paused.
We had to beat our kid. We didn't want that to be on.
No, we didn't. They'll bring this back as proof someday. Like, if you have to go to court for, like, whatever. And
they'll be
go,
like, oh, they beat their kid.
Yeah. She admits it right here, folks, ladies and gentlemen of the...
And if they asked Raina, she was in court, they were like, did your mom beat you? She would be like, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
She would totally lie to be funny or something.
Yeah. She would. Raina asks us to beat her up all the time. She goes, come beat me up, beat me up. So in court, they would go, okay, Raina, did your parents beat you up more than once? Yeah. All the time they beat me up.
But remember she told us that, like, Jessica or Ellen spanked her once because she didn't want them to babysit her anymore.
Oh, really? Raina, come here.
Just tell me to go away. No,
see, we did just tell her to go away. Oh, we just said, leave us alone or else
all right,
you're
going to
be
here.
In big trouble.
First of all, come here. Talking to me. And don't try to be funny. These are real questions.
Don't try to be funny. Yeah. She can't help herself.
No.
Don't try to be funny on a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
Laugh.
It's not a comedy podcast. This is just My Wife Hates Me podcast.
This is UPS edition.
This is UPS and...
UPS and car edition. The Bonnie Rich and Raina too. Christmas horrible special. It's horrible as can be. Don't watch it.
No one watches it. They listen.
Hear it.
Now, did one of your babysitters, one of your sisters, spank you once? For real?
Never. Never did they not spank me.
Oh, see?
Oh.
It's like,
are you trouble? Are you trouble for your babysitters?
They're trouble for me.
Why are they trouble for you? Don't you like having them?
Because your gum is like so annoying. You sound like daddy.
Quit trying to be funny. You're at the age where you're going from cute to ugh. You know what I mean? Like between 9 and 12. Like you're 8, right? How old are you, 8?
I don't know.
Yeah. So between 9 and 12 is really the gross years, right?
For the record, she's given Rich the death stare.
Do you believe in Santa? Tell us about Santa.
Santa, you better not shout. You better not cry. You better not pout. You better not cry. You better not shout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is not coming because he's fake.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Do you... I don't know if she believes in Santa or not. I can't tell. If she says she doesn't believe in Santa, she thinks she won't get as many toys, or right? If you
well,
do believe,
it's not a matter of believing or not believing. It's is he real, or isn't he? Is he real? He's got to be real. Where do the presents come from? Your butt? That's nice, right?
All right, go speed it. You're getting on my nerves.
I'm getting on people's nerves. I just farted. People's nerves.
All right,
get
beat
out.
It.
Get out.
All right.
Peace. Peace, my peeps.
This is... Now, when I say it's a bad podcast, then it's bad, because I know good and bad.
Right, this one's really bad.
This one is in the top, so we got to turn it around. Turn it around.
Turn it around, town.
Okay, get out of here.
Bonnie, let's talk about...
How naughty she is all the time.
Bonnie's naughty. Let's talk about Bonnie redid our living room. Bonnie redid the living
room. This is so, like, is this you turning around the podcast? It's so awful.
Bonnie.
There's got to be something else we can talk about.
Bonnie redecorated.
Something interesting.
Bonnie redecorated.
I put together the new coffee table.
And moved a lot of stuff around, and the place looks like we have a new place.
It's pretty nice.
It came out pretty good.
This is like, the thing is, I haven't worked in like all... I don't know when the last time. When was the last time I was even...
Both of us.
Like Friday night. Friday night was the last night that I worked.
Did comedy.
Yeah.
And today's Wednesday.
Yeah. So this is like just me being a housewife for this amount of days is unbelievable. A, the shit that I've been able to get done.
Made and cookies B, and pies.
I made two pies last night, a batch of cookies.
Went shopping a couple times.
Yeah. It's been...
And the whole UPS fiasco throughout
Stop.
All this. And
I know
buying
you're
a new
mocking
car.
Me.
No, I'm not.
I'm
not
just saying
you.
I...
Like, I'm not mocking you. I'm saying you did a lot.
I can't believe...
And bought a
caught
car.
Up on the laundry. I mean, it's like crazy.
And you got your car... You took your car back and they did the... What do you call it? On the seats. What is that called that they did?
Scotch card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we went out to eat twice?
Yeah. No, I am... So close to doing something crazily self-destructive. It's like I can't take it.
Like what?
I don't know. Like,
you had a glass of wine the other night.
I drank a glass of wine by myself in the house.
That's pretty destructive.
Was it? Well, I made you dinner and cookies. I made dinner every night. A great dinner every night.
No, not tonight.
Tonight's the only night I didn't.
Last night we had tacos. They were good.
That was a good dinner.
I said that was good. The
cookies. No, but you were bringing it up like I said I made a good dinner every night, and you were like, not every night, not tonight, not last night. I mean, last night we had tacos.
No, and the night before we had spaghetti with clam sauce. I don't know why you put turkey burger meat in the clam sauce.
You wanted me to.
I didn't want them together. You have them separately. I don't.
You just kept saying I need there to be hamburger in it or whatever, turkey burger in it. I was like, it sounds disgusting.
No, it was. I mean, it was good.
Mine didn't have it, obviously.
I like clam sauce in this.
It was good, right, Reyna? Ours was. I don't know why you wanted it. You made me take out the turkey burger.
I thought you were making turkey burgers, not spaghetti and turkey burgers.
Well, this
burgers.
Is the thing.
What?
I eat clams, like I eat fish or whatever, but not meat.
No.
So I was making a dinner that we could all have, and then you were like, no, I don't like that. I can't eat it like that.
Well,
so you said to me, you should make turkey burgers instead, which then, at first I was like, okay. And then I was like, really, Rich? Like, that's the thing about you. Is like,
no.
It's all like always revolving around the restaurant. Like, you don't take into account like...
When I have turkey burgers, you have the veggie burgers. We have...
I didn't want the fucking veggie burgers. I wanted to make the spaghetti and clam sauce.
Oh, okay.
So, like, for one night, you couldn't just fucking suck it up?
Do you have to curse? Do you have to be so rude
She's
during
got
her Christmas?
Headphones in.
Not
no, it's like... It's whatever. I can't talk to you about it. I don't feel like...
I thought it was delicious.
No, it was... And then I brought that up to you, and you were like, no, I just meant the turkey burger in the clam sauce.
No, I never would have turkey
so
burger
then I was
clam
like,
sauce.
Oh, okay. I thought I
I don't know. Anyhow, miscommunication once again, but that's okay. It was delightful and it was very good.
No, it wasn't. You just said it wasn't good.
I was only getting the garlic, but it was off the hook. Off the hook. You know, the problem with having kids and being married in the holiday season, you know, you try to eat healthy, but you have to make things... You have to have things around the house that your kid will eat, like oatmeal cookies or apple pie. And it's hard to walk by oatmeal cookies and not eat them. So it's hard to be healthy all year round.
Well, I made an apple pie to take tomorrow to your sister's, but the first one didn't turn out, so I had to make another one.
Yeah, the first
one.
That's
why. So then you got to eat that one.
Well, it's not really an apple pie. What is it?
A sour apple pie.
Sour apple pie. I don't know what...
Old-fashioned sour apple pie.
Did people ever made a sour apple pie? Is that something you could go somewhere? Like,
it's
I don't know.
It's a Betty Crocker recipe.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you went to a diner and
said... Google it.
Sour apple pie?
Old-fashioned sour apple pie.
All right. I'm just saying, because I don't know...
You know what, Rich?
I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying...
No, you are. Just saying.
No, I swear to
you. You didn't think it was sweet enough.
No, I know it was sour, but you said it was sour.
No,
because
I said a good cook just changes the name.
Oh.
I put more sugar in for your sister's, the one to take.
Well, it's not because of that. It's because the apples, green apples are sour apples.
I know, but one recipe I made, you put the brown sugar all through it, and this one you didn't. So then I did it the other way. So then I just renamed that pie.
Sour apple pie? Well,
old-fashioned sour apple pie.
It's good. People are going to love it.
Because is that the one I'm taking to your sister's is sweeter. I put more sugar in it. I told you.
But the problem.
Oh my God!
I'm telling you the problem. And I'm not telling you how to bake because you definitely know how to bake and cook. That's one thing you have down pat. I'm not ever trying to tell you what to do. But I bet if you had red apples instead of green apples,
you're not supposed to use red apples. They're too soft. They'll mush up.
Who told you that?
Every fucking recipe I've ever
The hard
at.
Red apples, the big ones.
Well, maybe you could use a Braeburn or something.
A what?
A what?
A what?
I'd like to talk about baking even though I never did it before. I want to give you tips on baking. I never did it before.
It's like your whole life is just about telling people what to do when you have no fucking idea. Like you're the kind of guy that would like walk over, like you'd see some people like... fucking ice fishing, you'd be like, you gotta make the hole bigger. I never did this before.
What else would I do?
See some people like working on the pipelines.
Yeah.
Putting in a fucking, oh, that's not gonna be deep enough. I never did this before. Right? You're just dumb.
When I go into an operating room, what would I do in an operating room?
That's not as hard. I never did this before.
Say, what would I do as a detective?
I'm not going to do them all. Just what would I do as a people get the point. They get the point.
I don't get it. What would I do as a detective?
That's not a footprint. I never did this before.
Stop. So saying, I'm not doing them.
You're saying I don't know a lot about things, but I'll...
You have no fucking problem telling people... Even though you have no clue. Like, I've seen you do it, like, with... Like, the thing is, if anyone tells you about comedy, you get so angry. Because you're like, that's what I'm an expert in. How dare you tell me my job? But you'll, like, walk over to people. I've seen you do it. I've seen you say to people stuff about their jobs where you can't read it in their eyes. That they're, like, looking at you like, are you fucking kidding
me? I've never said anything to anybody about what they do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, yeah, you have.
No, you give
one. Oh, yeah, if
one...
you were sitting in the plane, I can't give you an exact example, but I know I've seen it before. But if you're sitting on a plane next to somebody, because your goal is to make sure people, it's like you're always trying to hide that you're stupid. So in order to do that, try to like overcompensate by, but the truth is that it just does the opposite of what you think it does. So if you sat down next to somebody who like worked in the Diamond District, I know you would just automatically, instead of listening to anything that they had to say, you would just start telling them about diamonds, anything that you knew about it.
Would I?
Yes.
First of all, you just call me stupid. You think you're smarter than me?
No, I don't. I don't, or I would not be in this situation right now. So, I don't think I'm smart. No, but that's the thing, is that I don't think I'm smart. And I think I'm like intelligent enough, you know, just like as a human, you know, probably a little above average.
Me too.
Good enough. But I certainly don't, like, if somebody tells me something that doesn't seem right to me, like, I might be like, huh, I wonder. But lots of times I'm completely wrong. And then it's like once it's explained to you, you go, oh, that's why, or that's the situation.
Yeah, I see.
No, you never do.
You
start talking immediately. You got to get on them first. That's your biggest goal in life, is to make sure if somebody says, oh, I'm a trucker. Oh, you got a truck with a bed in it? Like, you just start doing everything you know about trucks and trucking.
I try to get the conversation going about trucking.
Well, why don't you just ask a question? You're not asking questions, though. You're just
ask a lot.
Here's what I already know.
No, a lot of times I ask. Okay, pretend you're something. Tell me.
You'd make the worst lawyer.
Pretend you're something.
You would make the worst
lawyer. No, pretend you're an occupation.
Judge, are you the judge? I never did this before.
Pretend you're something.
What do you mean?
You like, what kind of work you do? Like, okay, on a plane.
I'm an accountant.
Okay, hi, miss. You're headed to, I see, Minneapolis, too, because we're on the same plane.
Oh, see, there you go. Right away.
What?
Telling what you know.
Yes, okay.
I'm going to let you know what I know already.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a CPA.
You're a CPA?
Mm-hmm.
My accountant is the best. She is like a... She just... great with numbers. Is that why you got into it? You liked working with numbers? Why did you get into what made you decide to be
my father's
probably the
accountant.
Most boring fucking occupation on the planet? What made you decide?
You're not good at improv, are you?
Yes, I am.
I don't know what you're trying to get at.
I'm trying to say it's a pretty boring, like, why are you traveling to Minneapolis then? Is there an accountant
convention? You don't even wait for an answer. You just try to, you've already tried to like.
I'm asking if there's an accountant.
Yes,
convention.
You're trying to guess. Yeah. I know stuff. I bet there's an accountant.
Okay, why are you going to Minneapolis?
I know stuff.
Why are you going to Minneapolis?
There's a conference for accountants there.
Oh.
And also for S&M.
S&M? Oh, we talked about that couple that wanted you to do the.
Yes.
I got a stomachache. What's it from?
You tell us, Rich.
That black bean burger? I don't know. Anyhow, we got to pick this. Let's make it. All we got is 9 more minutes. We're only going to do like 40 minutes.
Because it's the holiday.
It's a holiday.
The holiday edition of Rich and Bonnie.
And then
and
we have.
Rina.
And then we have the last episode for 2015. Did you like 2015, or do we talk about that the next episode?
No, we should definitely do a little of that. Let's hit some of the big stories from 2015.
No, let's wait.
You never remember the stuff from the beginning of the year. Like when somebody like brings it up, you'd be like, oh, right. You've totally forgot.
That's why all the Oscar movies come out in December.
Like, do you remember what happened in January a year ago? I don't
know.
What?
Snowed.
I don't remember anything.
If I go to my calendar, I gotta look at my calendar. I can go online.
Yeah, no, we all could. We all have that ability.
No.
Oh, are you talking about Googling? to find out what the big stories of 2015.
Are you trying to say what happened personally or what happened throughout the world?
The news stories.
Yeah, nobody remembers.
All anybody knows about is Trump.
Enough already. Getting on my nerves. They're all getting on my nerves. I don't listen to it anymore. I don't pay. You know what I mean?
He did some bathroom humor.
What do you say about Hillary? What was it?
I don't know exactly. Something like she was in the toilet, and I don't want to talk about it. It's too gross.
What do you mean too gross? There's nothing too gross. He called her a dick or something?
Oh, no. I think I don't know for sure because I saw it. On TV, so they bleeped it out, but I think he said she was schlonged or something, which I think means like dick slapped or something.
Oh, something like that?
I looked it up on Urban Dictionary.
And what's it mean?
It means like dick slapped by a big dick or something.
I've never dick slapped anybody because it's never, my dick isn't big enough to, I dick poked.
I think it's,
I poked. What?
Yeah, it's not to be taken literally, metaphorically.
Why would he say, what's, is, it, does he, is he not happy unless he's in the news?
It appears that way. Because he knows what, you know.
He knows publicity.
He knows how to generate, yeah, and the most famous person wins. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. It doesn't have anything to do with politics.
That's not true.
Really?
That's not complete, but it's, yeah, I would give that about 70%. I would say some of it, I mean, look, if super famous.
There's people that have dropped out that I didn't even know were running.
Well, I don't think any of them. I think they're all bad. This is horrible. Our country's.
I say this. Remember a couple of years ago there was like rock the vote? I say we should stop the vote. And no one should vote. That's my message to everyone out there. Don't vote. Stand firm and say, not until we get better candidates.
You're not allowed to vote, are you?
Shh. No. No.
Huh?
Trump's going to kick me out of this country if he gets elected.
Oh. He has nothing against Canadians. Who do you think he's going to round up first?
Definitely the Muslims. Yeah. And the Mexicans. The Mexicans, they're like, whew, thank God for the Muslims.
Are we on their list? Are Jews on his list?
Oh, no, they will be. Because you know what's happening in Europe is the rise of the, you know, white supremacy groups are, they say right now that Jews are fine. They just got to get rid of the Muslims. But once, you know what I mean? It all becomes like blonde hair and blue eyed again at some point.
We're always on their back burner.
I know. I know.
You were crying the other day.
I was crying about it. It's so awful. I said I don't want to talk about it on the podcast.
Cause, you did?
Yes.
No, you said it on, no, you didn't, but Bonnie,
sometimes no win situations make me cry.
During breakfast.
Yeah.
And I was glad she was crying because either she would cry or yell at me because
I only have two speeds, folks. Crying or yelling. That's it.
Because I didn't, what did I do to the waitress this time?
You're she so asked me if, rude to people.
No, she asked me if I wanted meat and I went, nah. I went, nah. And you go, is she supposed to answer for you? But I was answering. I was thinking, like, here, would you like meat?
No.
She said to me, would you like meat?
Don't. This is the thing with you. You always like try to take it down into like these like little nuggets of one incident. They're not one incident. It's 87 of those in a row. It's 87. It's like you driving through Dunkin' Donuts to get a coffee and the girl mishears you and you're like, ugh.
I did not.
Yes, you did. And you, and it's like, why? Just repeat it. Is it really that big of a deal? Like you think the world is
that's
all just
happened.
Coming down on you all the time.
No, that's
I don't
what
understand.
Happened. I gave her my order and she said something really stupid after.
No, she didn't. What happened was is that you said, could I get a coffee with milk and a sweet a Splenda
no.
And she goes with a sweet and low and a Splenda and you go no one Splenda like that it was like an
no,
honest
that's a,
mistake
I said can I have a break a wake up rap
then she started fucking with you
no.
I think after that yeah
no I said can I have a wake up rap with
whatever.
Cheese and she said no egg or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she was fucking with you.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, yeah, she was, because
no.
You were such a dick before.
No.
Yes.
No, and I said, and I didn't say with a sweet and lower Splenda, because...
You didn't?
Was I in your car?
Well, guess what?
Oh, maybe.
I recorded it.
If I was in your car, I did, because I have those things in my car, those Splivias.
They're what? What are they called now?
Splivia.
Oh, it's called Splivia? Is that a new thing? Splivia?
Oh, wait, Sylvia? What's it called?
I'm not telling you.
Sylvia.
It's no, the Sylvia. Can I get a Sylvia?
Slivia.
It's Stevia.
Stevia. Stevia. I was at the Comedy Cellar last week, and I had a coffee. No, an iced tea, unsweetened.
Oh, okay, yes.
And I
good.
Pulled one.
Getting good.
Pulled one out of my wallet.
Oh.
All right, I won't tell good stories. I won't tell good stories. I pull one
out. I always keep a stevia or stevia. I don't know what they're fucking called either. I always keep a sweet and low in my wallet.
Stevia. And then I pulled one out and they go, we have those here. They had them. They had them at the table. And I fucking had to go into my stash.
Well, I think that's a good place to end for 2015. I don't know if it's going to get any better than that, folks.
We still have another podcast.
The best story of... What?
We have a podcast next week. This isn't our last one.
Oh, brother.
We have the year, the wrap up.
But then that's it forever, right? No more after
it's,
that.
It's the wrap up. You know, we've had.
I can't do it anymore.
We've had almost.
I don't feel. You know what it is? I just don't feel like putting crap out into the world anymore.
We're not.
We
know
are.
We need. We're going to figure out how to take phone calls.
Oh, that's going to make it so much better.
If we have, yeah, if we have fucking. You know, we have a board that has that can use six mics.
Well. Looking forward to that.
If we can only get some neighbors that knew what they were doing.
Oh, my God. I would love, honestly, if you could get one of the neighbors to come over. And it would be ridiculous.
Why don't we have, like, once a month, like, one of our neighbors doing a podcast or one of your fucking crazy friends?
Oh, my God.
What would we talk about? Like, the neighborhood and gossip and stuff?
But then, you know what the problem is that they'd all start listening to the podcast. Like I've been able to sort of steer clear of that problem because I don't think they know how to get it, or they don't seem to know.
Yeah, the average person doesn't.
I remember the first time I told them we did a podcast, they all were like, "What? Huh?" Like they're not.
Well, they didn't think you were in even in show business when they first met you, right?
Right. No, they would just always be like, "She's married to Rich Voss." But then they were like, when they found out I was a comedian, it was like, because somebody saw me on Nick Mom or something. But then it was like them hounding me to find out if it was like a hobby.
Didn't they watch you on Letterman?
Yeah, they did watch that.
When was it? I was in pool during the pool season, was it?
I didn't tell anybody, but somebody then saw it. I don't know, somebody
saw
it.
Did they see us on Anthony Bourdain?
Nobody brought that up, no.
Ooh, but I thought that was a popular, and they replayed that.
I know, it's weird. I mean,
why do you have scratches all over your arms?
Oh, it's from double unders. Skip jump rope.
Who did you go double under?
I doubled under some... No, it's weird to do 300.
What do you mean?
Double unders.
300 jump ropes. Why would you have scratches from jumping rope?
Because sometimes I miss, and then it hits you. You're going fast.
You're going to CrossFit to do jump rope?
Well, it's complicated.
Uncomplicated for the public.
Okay, so the workout today was you had to do 100 double unders.
That's...
Wait.
Jump rope.
I'm going to try to remember. Yeah, but it's doing two at once. For every turn of the thing, you go around twice for one jump. If you can't do double unders, which a lot of people can't, they have to do. So if it says 100 double unders, then you have to do 200 singles.
I have a jump rope downstairs. You want me to bring it upstairs for you?
No.
Can you do that crisscross like the eights they do? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. I've never tried.
Crazy.
Okay. No, you had to do 50 pull-ups, 100 double unders, 50 pull-ups, 21 thrusters, 100 double-unders. Oh, now I'm getting it mixed up. No, here's what it is. 50 pull-ups, 100 double-unders.
Am I listening? Are you talking to Pete, me?
21. Okay, nice.
That's nice.
21 thrusters, which is like...
Yeah.
You squat down and then push it up over your head. And then... 200 double unders, then 21 thrusters, then 100 double unders, and then 50 pull-ups.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Oh, I know we could talk about, we'll wrap it up with this. We watched two season finales and weren't impressed by either of them. Fargo or Homeland, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I might have been impressed with them, but when I'm watching it with you, you're constantly the whole time, because you have a thing where you're always like...
You wouldn't have been impressed with Fargo's...
I don't remember it even anymore.
Remember the black guy goes into the office, they go, now you work in an office.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the fucking Indian guy kills the two kids on the...
Does he? I don't know.
He's going for his knife. Whatever. We don't see... I don't know. I wasn't impressed. And Homeland...
But you spend a lot of time going like, why... Like, if somebody goes, this is the greatest show on earth, you just... only watch it with that, and you go, why is this the greatest show on earth?
No, I thought Fargo was one of the best shows. I just wasn't
Remember
impressed.
Remember Mad Men? You were constantly like, why do people think this is the greatest show ever?
I never said that, Mad Men. I said that with Breaking Bad.
Oh, Breaking Bad.
I thought Mad Men was great. And I loved the ending to Mad Men. That fucking Pepsi or the Coke, mm-hmm. how he came out, you know. That was fucking great.
All right. Well, there you have it. Series endings with Richard Voss.
All right. I'm done with this.
Season endings.
Wait, let's do this. Get these people to buy from us.
We don't deserve it.
Not this one. We're sorry.
It's a great way to help support the Riotcast crew and the My Wife Hates Me podcast. Please go to Riotcast, riotcast.com/ My Wife Hates Me, all one word. Let's see, remember you always have to say that with your email. All one word. Old people still ask you that. All one word. Yeah.
Yeah.
And click the Amazon button before you shop. You can also bookmark the page for future purposes. Okay, read this. Yeah, you know this part.
Oh, here? This?
Starting here.
Going to...
No, so again.
Oh, so again. Thanks for supporting the show if you really hate us. By going to riotcast.com/ My Wife Hates Me. And so do you. And everyone who hates this podcast, and click the Amazon button before you shop.
Oh boy, that was
and
good.
Gamefly, go fuck yourself.
Why?
All right, Gamefly, thank you, everybody.
Gamefly used to use us.
Well, they don't anymore.
No one uses us. This Saturday, I'll be at the Hollywood Casino in Charlestown, West Virginia. Order Bonnie's book on Amazon.
Oh, wait,
pre-order.
But I got to plug the... I have a date in March that Vinny called yesterday and was like, why aren't you plugging the date already?
In March?
First week in March. You can buy the tickets now. Go ahead, buy the tickets.
At the Stress Factory?
At the Stress Factory.
Yeah, but it's...
I know, but I'm just doing
it. Well, I'm there in April. So go ahead, pre-order.
April?
March 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Yeah, go see Bonnie. Oh, wait, March 5th, 6th, and 7th?
Yeah. Or 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I don't know.
We're going to be in L.A. till when? When are we going to come back?
I don't know. I got to come back for my date in March.
So we got to come back to 4th.
Okay.
Because we might do a live podcast the 3rd in L.A.
Okay.
Oh, I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
But anyhow, listen, go to... What?
Go ahead.
All right. Hurry up.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
It's not Navidad.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is? Oh, go ahead.
Feliz Navidad. First day of los años, felicidad. I want to wish you a very stupid mess. I want to...
Why? What's wrong with her? Why does she act so goofy?
Because I'm a goofy. Because you're my parents.
Ooh. Let's act normal before we wrap. Let me interview you. I'm going to interview you normally.
Now we want the viewers to hate us even more.
They're not viewers, they're listeners.
Listeners, jeez.
Talking to the mic.
Jeez. Liz,
do you think, tell the truth, and without being funny, you got to know you have the coolest parents out of all the kids, right? Do kids go to you, man, your parents are cool? What do they say about your parents?
Leading the witness.
What do your friends say about your parents?
Jeez, your dad has a big, big mustache. And that's big dung. Peach my peeps!
Peach my peeps? What's a big dung? Poo. Ew. We don't do poo talk here.
Okay, shit talk.
Stop!
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.